Jennifer, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning.
So could you tell us about some of the types of plastic and rubbish that we found on the Cocos Islands?
Absolutely. I think that was probably one of the saddest parts of the study, was that so much of the debris, between 25 and sometimes even upwards of 30% of the debris, depending on which beach we were on, was completely and utterly avoidable. I mean, arguably all of it is avoidable, but the stuff that was particularly poignant were things like single-use or disposable razors that we would use to, you know, shave your face or maybe your legs, toothbrushes, plastic cigarette lighters, bottles, and we're not talking just the odd one either. Our estimates were nearly a million plastic toothbrushes, and also shoes were featured quite heavily as well. I've never seen so many shoes on a beach, which was something I hadn't really quite considered in so many locations that I've traveled to before.
Shoes, yeah, that's not an answer I was expecting you to give, honestly.
Yeah, I think when we think about waste reduction, we don't always consider things like footwear. We don't always consider a lot of things. And so I think it points to the use of, or the utility of, these repair clinics that are popping up all over Australia and the world, where you can go and fix everything from your lawnmower to your sewing machine, your toaster, and even your shoes. Because who knew your shoes could cause such a plastic pollution issue?
And the Cocos Islands, they are quite far out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Where do we know where this debris is coming from?
We do and we don't. So they're more than 2,000 kilometres off the northwest coast of Australia, but the islands do belong to Australia. They have kind of the misfortune, or the happenstance, of being in the passageway, I suppose, of a major current that flows down from, and I hate to say it because it allows people the opportunity to kind of point some fingers, it flows down from Southeast Asia. And what I don't want people to do is then point the finger at Southeast Asia, because I think this is a really opportune time to remember that Australia and the rest of the world have for a very long time been exporting our waste to these countries. And I think a lesson from Cocos is that clearly this shows that these countries we've been exporting our waste to cannot cope with the inundation of plastic, and it is just leaving Southeast Asia and flowing back onto our shores. And so this never was a solution to our problem. It really is just washing up on the nearest neighbor's doorstep, and we just happen to be that nearest neighbor. So we've got a long way to go in that department.
So it sounds like then, I guess, one of the first ports of calls would be for taking more responsibility for our own waste.
Indeed, and we actually are going to get forced to do that. So just this past week, there was an amendment made in the United Nations, made an amendment to something called the Basel Convention, which now makes it much more difficult for developed countries, including Australia and pretty much all of the major signatories, to export their waste to developing nations. So this will really force the hand of our nations to figure out how to, and more importantly, reduce our waste to begin with, but certainly to deal with it in a more appropriate manner. And I guess one of the big messages that I'd like to say is that there's absolutely no denying that the Cocos Keeling Islands, are drowning in the world's plastic waste. 414 million estimated plastic items are now sitting on their beaches. But you're right that it is absolutely a tourist destination. It has been for a long time, and that the beautiful people who live there rely on those tourists to keep coming there to keep their community alive. And I in no way want to discourage Australians or the broader community from going there. There are dozens of beaches on the Cocos Keeling Islands that are still absolutely pristine. They face into the sheltered lagoons where you can snorkel, swim with turtles, the amazing wildlife. It just so happens that the beaches that face into these strong oceanic currents are the ones that are accumulating debris. So if now or in the future you're thinking about going to Cocos, do not hesitate. It is still an iconic, otherwise pristine tropical destination, and the people there are amazing.
Jennifer, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.